Hurricane Irene may be gone, but still making her presence felt along the East Coast. Lives lost, some homes and buildings and businesses destroyed, roads, bridges, entire towns damaged. If you go to our website, you can actually see some of the devastation suffered by Hunter in upstate New York. All those photos taken by Sean Mahoney, who lives there and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you describe to us what your town looks like now?
Well, the cleanup efforts have actually, they're doing quite a bit. Right now, we have a lot of roads that are completely wiped out, bridges that are completely wiped out, houses off the foundation, people flooded basements, and that's in the town of Hunter. I mean, west of us and north of us in Windom, Lexington, Prattsville, they appear to have gotten a lot worse than the town of Hunter did. And I mean, some areas in those towns were just completely wiped out.
You know, I looked at your photos, which are striking images, and your captions that you included with most of the photos, and you seemed to have been almost unable to understand what you were looking at. It seemed as though you yourself were incredulous at the damage caused by these waters.
That's absolutely right. I can't believe this. I don't think anybody has ever seen damage like this. I mean, we've had floods in the past, and we've had disasters, we've had blizzards, but nothing like this ever. It is absolutely incredible and unbelievable.
We're speaking with Sean Mahoney, who lives in Hunter, which is in upstate New York, and you can take a look at some of his pictures at our website, where we have a lot of those images there. You know, Sean, let me ask you the same question that I asked a couple guys from Vermont yesterday. You've probably read it all over the internet, people tweeting, saying, oh, this was hurricane hype. You know, this turned out to be not a big deal. And I wonder what your response is, having looked at your town and what happened with Hunter. What do you feel when you see people saying Hurricane Irene was no big deal?
Well, I have to be honest, prior to the hurricane, I was actually one of those people that thought this might have been Irene might have been hyped a little, but and then this happened, and it happened so quickly. I can't believe that after this happened that people are still saying that, because the images that are coming out, the videos that are coming out, and all the cries for help that are coming out of this region in particular. I mean, I can't believe that anybody is saying that at all. It's just absolutely astounding to me that nobody, that the mainstream media is really still saying that. I'm seeing CNN and Piers Morgan saying that it was hyped, and I mean, I just can't even believe it, because this whole region has just been completely battered by this.
Sean Mahoney lives in Hunter in upstate New York. Sean, the rescue workers and FEMA are putting in their best efforts for you, though, right?
From what I can tell, yes. They the day after the storm, we were told that FEMA was moving people from Long Island up here because they had been positioned there. In the town of Hunter, I've seen National Guard, I've seen State Police, I've seen the Red Cross.
So they're out there. At least someone's paying attention and taking it seriously. Thank goodness. Hopefully your town will recover soon. Sean Mahoney in Hunter in upstate New York. You can see his photos on our website. Thank you so much, Sean.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.